Women seem to care more about what they look like than guys do for the most part. But what guys don't realise is that not caring about your appearance can often be an instant deal breaker. Some fashion mistakes, yeah, we can just let them slide, but others, they are just far too severe to try to amend. So here at Joyanima, we have asked around what it is that men wear that women despise the most. Now, women do put a lot of effort into their appearance. Looking good makes them feel good, and you understand that reasoning too. But what you guys did not realise is that women will judge your long-term qualities of how you would be in a relationship with her based on your clothing choice. Mm-hmm. So here is a video dedicated to the many things that guys wear that women absolutely hate. Stay tuned. Trousers that are way too tight. We no longer find the pop punk skinny jeans attractive, so please, gentlemen, do yourself a favour. Stop restricting the blood flow in your nether regions with uber tight jeans that were a thing back in 2012. Worn out underwear. This is such a deal breaker because a guy looks amazing, puts on a show on the exterior, but when it comes down to business, he is sporting what looks nothing more than just cleaning rags. It's a huge no from me. Vests, yeah, just not a sexy attire. That includes the leather vest, denim vest, waistcoats. Many years ago, it was pretty cool. It was like an indie pop thing. Yeah, it worked. It was fashionable, but now it's a little bit weird. Too many accessories. Back in 2012, this was a huge thing. All the guys had a thing for rosemary beads around their neck. They had some chunky bracelets. But now it comes across a little bit creepy and tried too hard. Now there is a special rule of three, stick to three accessories. One necklace, a watch and a ring. Any more and you come across a little bit strange. Wearing too many labels. Trying to show off lots of designer labels is going to be a turn off, specifically for the high value ladies. Of course, if you want to attract low value ladies and the gold diggers, wear as much designer stuff as you can. Otherwise, it's slimy, so this is a good reason to buy a cheap, unbranded white tee over that Gucci t-shirt. Plus, let's be honest here, we all know that the people that brag about how rich they are don't actually have any riches. So bragging about your branded clothing so people think you are rich means you really are not rich and you're just doing it so people think you are. The ill-fitted suit. Gentlemen, not only will you look good, but you will feel good when you wear a nice fitted suit. Never underestimate the power a well-fitted suit can do for you. Looking like you just picked up any random suit from a shop and shoved it on makes you look very untidy. So instead, do something about it. Get it tailored. Enjoy wearing that suit. It's a big confident booster and really is one of the sexiest things that a guy can wear. Socks and flip-flops. I mean, do I need to say any more? I get it, it's super comfy. Wait until you are in a long-term relationship before you slip out the sock and the flip-flop combo, because otherwise it just reminds us of our dads. And that's exactly what we do not want in our heads when we are on a date with you. Yes, it was an Instagram trend. Expensive socks and slides, that was a fashion fad, but it looked awful. It's still gross, it's still weird, and reminds me of my dad. It looks as if you were already wearing socks and you had to quickly nip outside to put the trash bins out, and then you put your sliders on for quickness, and then you forgot about it and went on your day. Mm-mm. Sports sunglasses, outdated, gross, and weird. You may think you look cool, and your friends might be like, bro, you look really awesome with your sports sunglasses, but to us lady beans, we disagree. It's a hard pass. Too much cologne. Have you seen that scene from Anchorman with the Panther cologne? Mm-hmm. Well, that is exactly what happens when you gentlemen go overboard with the aftershave. Two sprays is enough. Number 10, baseball caps. This kind of is okay if you're dating an alternative girl or if you are in your early 20s, but for the majority of the guys out there, wearing baseball caps comes across as you having an immature nature or being a little bit too promiscuous. And remember, if you want to bag someone for a long-term opportunity, so you don't want someone to think that you are childish and only to have one-night stands. Crocs. Don't really need to say any more right now. If you own them, great. I actually do. They're pretty good for gardening. But just don't wear them outside the house. They are not flattering on anyone. And if you have other choices over Crocs to wear when you go out, then why would you choose to wear Crocs? cargo shorts, also known as the dad pants. Like I said before, we don't want to date a guy that could be confused for our dad when we're out in public. It's very weird. The deep V-neck. This screams player. We assume that you were going to text us at 11 p.m. saying, hey babes, you up? Short sleeves. Especially the short polo neck sleeves. We actually prefer the longer sleeves, the variation where you can do that sexy little roll up thing. Mm-hmm, we love it. Low hanging jeans. This isn't Grand Theft Auto, guys. This is real life. Pull up your pants, damn it. You may look cool to some people, but for those high value ladies, oh, it makes us cringe. We are adults now, so come on. Leather trousers. Maybe we like to see this on our fantasy rock star celebrity crush, but not in real life. It can never really look good unless it's part of a fancy dress attire. Don't be that guy that wears sunglasses indoors and shoots little finger guns to people. You are not a celebrity, you're not trying to hide from the paparazzi. We find people wearing sunglasses inside very rude, arrogant, and frankly, a little bit stupid. Wearing the wrong type of shoes. If you wear hiking boots every day, well, it raises eyebrows, but not in a nice way. So don't wear your running boots as everyday wear. Have something specifically for what you are doing. Because if we see that you are always wearing your football shoes when you're on a date, we're thinking, does this boy not own any more pairs of shoes? What's going on here? The graphic t-shirt. Remember the first rule of dating. Don't talk about dating. I'm kidding. But the number one rule is to make a woman think about your long-term perks, which means she needs to see you as mature, stable, able to provide a long-term connection. Women don't want to wait for a guy to grow up. They don't want to wait for you to mature, and they certainly do not want to teach you to grow up as well. That's for you to do and for your mama to do. So stop wearing the graphic t-shirts. It screams a little bit of immaturity. It doesn't really scream maturity and that I will look after you and everything's going to be fine and dandy. Stand out socks. If you are dressing up for something smart and you're wearing those dress shoes and trousers, make sure your socks match. So navy suit, navy socks, black suit, black socks. I had a friend who went on a date with a guy who looked smart in his suit, but then he wore specifically odd coloured socks and made it obvious to everyone that he was wearing them, and even said to the girl that he was on a date with, well, I like to wear odd socks, it makes me quirky. And the rest of the girl group found that comment very strange. If you can't match your socks to the rest of your attire, it shows you don't really care about what you are wearing. It shows that you're willing to rebel too much and it just looks a little bit strange. So if you can, match everything including those socks. Frayed jeans. Please guys, don't wear jeans that don't fit. If they are too long, buy a short leg length or get them hemmed. I get it, the distressed look can look kind of sexy, but if your jeans are touching the floor, they are fraying when you walk, they're way too long, it just looks really gross. Plus, when you walk through a puddle and your jeans are touching the floor, you are going to absorb the whole street's worth of puddles up in your jean pants. Not a nice look. Stained or torn clothes. You don't have to keep wearing old looking clothing. You have my full permission to replace them. I get it, you have something comfy when you're in a long-term relationship. You can kind of let it slide. But on the dating scene, remember, you want women to feel that you are able to understand what looks good. Looking like you don't care about your appearance is never appealing. Now look, we all have an item of clothing that we continue to wear and it doesn't look as neat or tidy as it once did. And I'm very much guilty of this too, but let's be honest. We would all be a little bit uncomfortable if a super hot, attractive person pointed it out on a date and said, oh, you've spilled something on your jeans. And you reply, oh, it's not a spill, it's actually a stain. I've had this about 2 months now. Ew. So learn to look your best every day, and you don't have to be breaking the bank at all. Just keep your attire wrinkle-free, stain-free, and looking good. Bulky belts. They should be a delicate statement piece, not something that draws everyone's eyes into your nether regions. It's a little bit creepy. So gentlemen, keep your belt as a functional piece. You should be using belts to obviously hold up trousers, but to gently separate the top of your outfit to the bottom half. And this includes novelty belt buckles. No, please. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face, like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.